The Indian capital has become the most polluted city in the world, and the air the city's residents breathe is dangerously toxic. Our South Asia correspondent Stephanie March has lived in Delhi for 2 years now, and she recently discovered that the price of her stay on her health is somewhat higher than she first thought.
Most expats will tell you that when you live in a foreign country, it's good to have a few things that you enjoy doing and make time for in order to stay sane. Mine is running. I like to run a 5-kilometre loop through a biodiversity park near my house. It's quite nice. It's red dirt scrubland, and if you squint hard enough, it looks a bit like Central Australia, albeit with more sari-clad women chopping firewood and bright orange gurus walking past. It's not perfect. It's under the flight path of Delhi's airport. Still, I usually find it peaceful and relaxing. That is until recently. In winter, Delhi's pollution levels skyrocket, and now a morning run leaves me with a sore throat and pain in my lungs. You don't just feel the pollution, you see it. When I flew in from Australia a few months ago, I thought I was looking out the plane window at the clouds as we came in to land. I got a shock when the plane suddenly hit the runway, and I realised what I thought was a cloud was smog. You couldn't even see the gate from the window once the plane was parked. When I first arrived in Delhi, locals would politely call this fog. It's not, it's smog. And it used to be something that most Delhiites just seemed to put up with. That was until data released this year revealed that Delhi's air is 45% more polluted than Beijing's, making it the most polluted city on earth. And Delhi's pollution is more dangerous than that of the Chinese capital because, in layman's terms, there are more small toxic particles in Delhi's air, and they're more dangerous because they go deeper into your lungs. It's not uncommon in Delhi for the levels of these small particles to be 15 times higher than what the World Health Organization considers safe. The main contributors to this pollution are heavy vehicles on the city's roads, low emission and fuel standards, and there's no shortage of indoor pollution from people who burn kerosene and cow dung for cooking and lighting in poorer communities. A few weeks ago, when the US president visited Delhi, there was a statistic doing the rounds in the media. A professor, David Spiegelhalter, a highly regarded statistician from the University of Cambridge, worked out that during his 3-day stay in Delhi, President Barack Obama lost on average 6 hours of his life due to his exposure to the city's toxic air. Pollution levels do vary throughout the year, and they're worse in winter, which was when Mr. Obama was visiting. Even so, the idea that breathing can ultimately kill you is alarming. I emailed Professor Spiegelhalter and asked him if he'd extrapolated the figures to work out how much time one would shave off their life after spending a year in Delhi. He wrote back saying, on average, for every year in Delhi, you lose 1 month of your life. I've been here for 2 years, and despite theoretically having lost 2 months of my life already, I hope to stay longer. But I do wonder if it's worth it. One thing I'm acutely aware of is that one day I will leave this city. In fact, I can return to the clean air of Australia any day I like. But most of my fellow Delhiites don't have that choice. They're stuck here. And with 1,500 cars being added to Delhi's roads each day and more coal-fired power stations being built around the country, it doesn't look like things will get better for them anytime soon. This is Stephanie March in New Delhi for Correspondence Report.